Jeff, do you have bears in your window?
Not yet. I told her I want to do like a whole scene. Like, let's do some like serious, crazy shit with the bears. You know, like if we're gonna give the kids something to look at, we're gonna give them something to
What?
look at.
I
And
think
I'm
you should
not
get a
talking
real
about
bear.
putting the bears in any kind of compromising position, but I think like you know, like the bear could be not just a bear in a window. We need something more than that.
Okay.
Like the bears should be playing in a band or something.
Think you should get a real bear cub. Just.
Jeff Exotic? He's
I
going on
could
Jeff
dress up
Exotic?
in a bear costume and just dance in the window all day.
Yeah, Jeff Exotic. That's it.
You get those bear necessities.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Survivor Cast podcast live stream on Facebook. With us today, we have Jason. Welcome to the show. What's your number?
Go the one.
Oh, drinking early today, huh?
Just had a little drink. Worked for most through the day until about 1 o'clock, and then just took a little bit of a break. Yeah, I mean, I've been working all week, so
you took a 10-minute break. 3 hours
turned,
ago.
Right, turned to 3 hours, so.
All right. Scott, welcome to the show. Not working or working?
Working, putting in some orders. Got one more day left with my current company. And so, gonna go cut some grass in a little while after all this is over.
All right.
So, unless there's a young man down the street that wants to cut it or something.
All right, I could ask him if he'll do it for money.
Of course.
Alrighty, so let's see. What are we at? We just finished week 7 of Survivor. If you have not watched, then spoilers ahead. If you have watched, then let's talk about what you saw. Let's start this time with Edge of Extinction, because a lot happened on Edge of Extinction. They had a Easter egg hunt, right?
Time out. Gotta go back further than that. What happened at the beginning of Edge of Extinction? At the very beginning of the show?
Oh, you want to go that far back. Okay, Sandra...
The little bitch.
Queen.
Queen bitch.
You don't like it, huh? Hey, Debbie, by the way, Ash, Halloween 2020, Jason gets blue face paint and becomes Megamind.
I'm here for it.
All right. Sandra comes on and immediately announces that I ain't doing this Edge of Extinction stuff, so peace out. I agree with her. I mean, I understand what she did. She there is no way she's going to win a challenge. So from her point of view, why am I going to suffer to lose a challenge?
First of all, how do you even know specifically what the challenge is going to be? It could be a fucking puzzle. You don't know. That's one. Two, you don't know what the fire tokens are doing yet. So you could get fire tokens and outsmart people, get fire tokens and maybe have an advantage in the challenge. You don't know.
Well, as a Rob fan, I love that she quit. Because that's one less person he has to compete with.
I didn't like her as a character or person or whatever on the show, so I don't really care. But quitting to me in shows like this is always just a punk bitch move. Like, okay. There could have been other people that you're taking the place of other people that could have been there. Now I know it's a winners only show, but
she was voted out of and that's the choice of Edge of Extinction, is if you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there.
That's fine, and you can do that, and I can call
it
you.
Doesn't
a
sound
bitch.
Like it's fine. Oh, okay, that part. Okay.
to me, it's different quitting on Extinction Island than it is quitting when you're still in the game.
Right.
It's a completely different thing. So when she gets voted out, okay, she's out Extinction. That's fine. And Jeff, you're right. I mean, she looked around and said, there is a 0% chance that she could ever, whatever the challenge is, if it's a puzzle, if it's physical, if it's endurance, whatever, she is not winning the challenge. She just isn't. And she recognized that and said, fuck it. I don't blame her at all.
Right. For what? A cup of rice that you have to walk a mile for? You sit around all day doing nothing. I mean, there's no reason for her to be, she's old. And to her point, I've won this game twice. I've done everything I want to do. And so she's come back as a coach.
Then why'd you come back? Then why'd you come back?
Because they paid
her. If you've done everything you wanted to do, then why did you come back?
Because she still could have won. If she had played her game differently, she still could have won. You got to at least try. Well, she at least tried to play the game, got voted out in the main game, and
Yeah, I mean, no. I agree that you, Scott, you want to call her a punk bitch. Yeah, there is a level of me that agrees with you. It is kind of punky to quit like that. Like, everybody else is toughing it out, and you're not even getting the attempt to tough it out. The other side of me says she knows she's not going to do it. So what would the benefit to her to be, if only to save face for you?
And here's the thing,
I'm not the only person that feels like that. She's not sure,
and she doesn't care.
Well, here's the thing too. Fine. Like, in addition to that, looks around the room. Even if she were to win the get back in the game challenge and made it back in, look at who's on Exile Island right now. It's all the old school players. And yeah. Look, as the only person who's won it twice, they were smart. She should have been the first one voted out. You know, and she realized that even if she gets back into the game, there's no way she can weasel her way into the finals. It's impossible.
I don't think anybody, like, it is a clear, there's like a referendum that almost like this unspoken thing from all the new schoolers that they were voting out the old schoolers, and this game is not going to be won by an old schooler.
And okay, it's well then weird. Should everybody else quit?
Yeah.
If everybody on a Extinction Island should quit.
Yep. Except Rob.
Okay.
And she might need the money, Debbie. She could have blown through that $2 million in the last 10 years. I bet I could spend $2 million in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because, you know, even if it's not just they're good players, it's just they have a reputation. They are Survivor celebrities, like all these people. They've been around long enough to where all the players know who they are. I mean, think about it. Grew up watching them. So they're all bigger targets over these younger players just because of the history that they have with the game. I mean, it's
hey, Blaine's watching. What's up, Blaine?
The
Speaking
so currently
of old school survivors.
So currently left in the game, the oldest winner is from season 23.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right.
Okay. So go on with your token.
So now we had a token scavenger hunt. I like the way that they presented it to us. Blaine, boy. Carol fed her husband to the Tigers.
It's Tiger King, baby.
Mm-hmm. No spoilers. I haven't watched it yet. All right. So the scavenger hunt, Rob comes in, gets his three tokens, plays dumb. Once again, like making everybody – he's accusing everybody else of hiding the tokens when he finds them.
Well, I loved it the way they shot it. They played Tyson finding his, and everybody's saying Tyson's the only one that found it. Then they go back and show that Rob got him. And even Tyson said, "Yeah, Rob's kind of a portly fellow." So,
right.
So he didn't get up there before me.
That's what I like about Tyson. His diary sessions are great. I'm glad as a Rob fan that he's got the three tokens. Does this make him the second richest person on Extinction Island? Or
probably
Edge of Extinction.
Probably behind Natalie, right?
Yeah, she's got four.
Yeah, I think he's got three.
But not like Tyson's got what? One. Two? No, just the one.
Remember, he spent one last week on peanut butter.
Okay.
And no dog. Right.
So everybody who went up and got the logs, they all have one.
Dogs, not logs.
Logs. Dogs on a log. Logs, logs in your clogs.
Don't pop your clog. All right, so let's go back to the mainland or the other islands, and we immediately get the fallout from the Wendell Michelle Yule deal. Where, all right, fast forward, you know everything that happened. Do you agree with the decision? It's like a complex question. So I'll just state, I would rather the three guys have voted out Michelle than them to use Michelle to vote each other out. I thought those three were tighter than that. Yeah, I think Yule, disappointing that they were that fragile.
I think Yule shot himself in the foot. Like, I think Michelle and what's the other guy's
Nick.
Name? Nick were Nick. Full on board to vote Wendell out. And then Yule started throwing in, well, let's try to get his fire tokens too. And it's like, they were then all of a sudden they're like, oh, wait a minute. You know, he's playing kind of cutthroat. He wants the fire tokens too. Well, let's get rid of him because maybe he's more of a threat than Wendell. Like, if he would have just shut up and stopped and not tried to get the fire tokens too, I really think that Wendell would have gone.
Yeah, you never saw, like, after that initial conversation, you never saw any other discussion about trying to get the, like, talking to Wendell, hey, man, if we do this, can you get, you know, will you give us the fire tokens? They never showed any of that happening. So it was weird. I'm with you, Jeff. I did think they were stronger. I really thought they should have just said, let's go. Yule is a good player. I mean, they were smart to get rid of him because Yule's a great player. I mean,
he's a smart guy, but they are correct. Like, Nick was right in that playing with Yule, you're not going to have a lot of freedom and flexibility because he's that much of a thinker. And you saw it. Like, he's like, it was so convoluted. He overcomplicated it because he's trying to think of every possible angle in every scenario. And other people aren't going to be able to follow along with that. And they're not going to want to because it's too prescriptive of their game. Like, clearly, this is about Yule advancing in the game, not about me advancing in the game. So
you can say that about everybody. I mean, everybody is advancing in the game.
Yes, but he's asking everybody to play this complex plan, this game of entrapment and deceit and all that. And it's just like, nah, we could just like vote somebody out. How about that? Let's just simply vote someone out.
Yep.
And it'll be
greedy.
Yeah. Now, Wendell, though, to be honest, out of Yule and Wendell, I personally didn't like the last two episodes, Wendell has gone from, like, very likable to extremely unlikable.
Yeah.
Like, he just turned into an ass.
Yeah.
A donkey?
Little prick.
He turned into a donkey.
Yeah, that's why Jason likes him. Isn't he your guy?
He is. Yeah. And look, I was sad to see Yule voted out. I like Yule. I really like Yule. I liked him in the season. He was a good player.
Oh, Bivens here now. It's like a old Riverlands reunion up in here.
Look at that.
You put an island with some beautiful crystal blue water and all the lifeguards turn out.
Right? Well, we got nothing else to do.
Yeah, right? Ah, that's what it is. It's Corona weekend for the next 3 months. All right. Michelle, I think her whole storyline is that she didn't deserve to win her season. Is she doing enough to respect the way, like, if she carries on to win, do you look and respect her and say she deserved to win? Or is it, again, that she's just really benefiting from circumstance?
It's hard to say. If somebody, whoever wins this season, it's hard to say they didn't earn it. That's what I'll say. If you win this season, you've clearly earned it, no matter how you get there.
Step one, don't be an old school player. Step two,
it's not like they played bad games, though. It's just it's crazy how it worked out with all the old school players going. I mean, I thought they, other than like Rob trying to be controlling, I get that, but
yeah, they played a good game. Sandra was playing a good move, although it was unnecessary last week, and it was dumb, and she lost sight of the real prize.
Right. Survive in advance. In advance.
But like Michelle thing, I don't know. I just don't. Yeah, she aggravates me sometimes. All right. Go to the other tribe. Denise gets to sell it, live in her glory while everybody's excited. And Jason's favorite, Tony, is trying to paint a target on her back, being like, hey, she's a big target, everybody. She's a big target. She made a big move. Nobody's buying. I think if that tribe goes to council, Tony's gone home.
Tony's gone.
Yeah, probably so.
But next week because they're merging. So.
But it's crazy how close that challenge was this week. You know? I mean, maybe it was the power of editing, but it seemed like it was – it probably was the power of editing.
I think it was close.
It had to be close enough.
He talked about it in the diary session. They talked about it in council. I think the challenge was close. Yeah. I mean, they edit, but I don't think they change things like that. They don't change the outcome.
Did y'all notice two things that they didn't show or that didn't happen that has happened in every other show, every other episode so far?
What's that?
One, when they went to the challenge, Probst didn't say, hey, do y'all see the new tribes that are here? They didn't acknowledge it.
Oh, yeah. Such voted out. It was surprising.
Sandra and Parv were voted out. They didn't acknowledge that at all.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, they didn't show Yule getting his fire tokens that he got from Sandra.
And do you have a conspiracy theory on that?
I'm just saying, that was two big things that I noticed. Two big things that I noticed.
So hold on. That's strange because if you think about it, so Sandra gave him the fire tokens. In this episode, Yule talked about the fire token currency. If they would have showed that at the beginning of the episode, that would have been a clever way to lead into him starting to think about the fire tokens and the currency and what led to his eventual downfall.
So what are you getting at, Scott? You think they didn't give him the
I don't know. No, I think they gave him to him because when he left, he gave two tokens to two different people. So he obviously got the tokens.
Yeah,
but
he got one. Yeah.
I think, you know, I think the tokens.
Mostly like your biggest player, your queen, got voted off and they didn't even like acknowledge it.
Because she quit that punk.
This is when they go to the challenge and nobody knows she's out.
Right,
but yeah, down.
But by that point, they knew she quit. So you know what? No, you don't get that.
How did they know?
Because she quit that night. She got voted off.
Who knew? Talking about the producers?
Production, yeah, production.
Okay, well then, what about Parv?
Yeah, but just because the production knows, they can tell the players whenever they want. I'm talking about when the players learn who gets take a look at this tribe, such and such voted out last week, and everybody's like, oh.
They do that every episode. They didn't do that this episode.
You're right.
They just didn't air it. It was probably cut for time more than anything.
And you know what else they cut?
Two tribes coming in, getting your first look. But and right to your point, it's not hey, look who got voted out, Scott. It's such and such getting their first look at the new tribe. That's what he says. You got to get.
They didn't say anything. Whatever.
Apparently they also cut out a reward challenge. They did a reward challenge and none of that was shown. It was for food.
How do you know?
Because I have the internet.
They had leftovers from the week before.
They made that
comment. They said, it's not often that you have leftovers. And they made time for that.
No, I don't know. Go.
Butter people?
No.
Yeah, they didn't. So the challenge, you're saying there was an extra reward for winning that challenge?
There was a separate reward challenge where they had to, like, get balls and go in the slingshot and shoot them at targets. I saw it today, and they didn't air it for time.
What do you mean you saw it today? Where did you see it?
On entertainmentweekly.com.
Oh, fake news.
Right. If it's not on Fox, it doesn't count.
Just saying.
That's true.
So, but just it goes from so close to having Tony being voted out to instead now having Yule voted out. And, you know, that's how some, you know, Survivor flip, like the game totally changes because Yule got voted out. That completely changes the rest of the game instead of if Tony got voted out.
So, yeah, because now that they're merging next week, what do you got? You got Nick and Wendell and Michelle. That's an alliance, right? Nick,
seemingly?
Wendell, Michelle.
I don't know how strong it is with Michelle and Wendell. Like,
I think they're, you know what, there's too much sexual tension there. They're sticking together.
I was going to say, do you think they could be pulling an act?
Hang on.
On Tony, everybody.
You got Denise, who's the three? Denise, Jeremy, and who's the other one over there?
Kim,
all right. And then who's the other
Tony's, and then Tony's over there.
Right,
and then you guys, and then you've got Ben, Adam, and you got Sophie and
Sophie and Sarah, who are close, right?
Okay, I think so Adam's the odd person out on that one.
Yeah, the Adam's going home next week. So, Denise, Jeremy, and Kim. Hold on, hear me out. Denise, Jeremy, and Kim stay together. Nick, Wendell, and Michelle stay together. Sarah and Sophie hook up with Tony, which makes Ben and Adam the odd people out. And it's going to come down between Ben and Adam. And you even saw in the previews for next week, Ben and Adam going at each other. They're getting frustrated with each other. And I think it's between the two of them.
It's interesting. At this point, the new school has to start killing each other.
Yeah.
I still think Tony's going to be next.
Denny Goom. But yeah, Tony's going to be the one who benefits the most from the merge because he gets back with Sarah and Sophie, who, by the way, have one idol.
They have an idol and they have a steal a vote advantage.
Oh, they have that.
And Yule gave them, he split up his fire tokens, gave it to the two of them. So I think they're in a good position to make the final four.
Denise has nothing left. Jeremy's got nothing, right? And Kim's got nothing. So they just have votes.
Hold on. Kim might have an idol.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And then Michelle and Wendell and Nick, none of them have power. Oh, but wait. Denise and Adam were close before, so that might save them. So Adam doesn't go home if she can save
him. It would be Ben.
Ben would go home next week.
So when do you think we're going to get the Extinction Island, like the play-in challenge?
It's got to be soon, huh?
Because they're not going to let it go to the end like they did last time because everybody bitched because that guy came back and won the fucking game.
Yeah,
I think not this next week when they merge, but the week after.
Okay.
That's my guess.
That's going to be an interesting challenge. There's a lot of good, I mean, you know.
Yeah, because the merge is going to be the feature of next week. And then
So what happens? Who did y'all initially have to pick? Obviously, Jeff, you picked Yule, and he lost.
I lost normally, Rob and Yule. Should I be allowed another
pick? So what happens if Rob makes it back into the game? Do you get him again because he's your guy?
Yeah, I thought about that last week. It's like, really, maybe I don't pick anybody new until my person is out, because I was thinking, even if, let's say, Yule didn't get voted out, Rob gets back in the game, who do I have? So, yeah I'm going to stay with Rob, especially now that he's got his three tokens.
Or Yule. I mean, I guess if Yule makes it back in.
Yeah, but Yule don't have any tokens.
Yeah. Yet.
I'm going to go back to Rob. I think Rob's getting re-energized now that he's got a dose of Amber.
Oh, yeah, a dose of Amber. He's like the Popeye.
He had that extra strength to run those paths for a reason.
Yeah.
That's right. Like Deb said, don't forget about Natalie, though. Sneaky, under the radar.
I ain't worried about Natalie anymore. All right. It depends on the challenge, but yeah. All right. Your dog's got something to say about it?
Yeah.
I had Parv and then Denise, I think, is who I took the last time.
Okay. So Wendell survived. I don't know how he did it. Wendell's last 2 weeks have not been good.
No. But that doesn't mean he's out. I mean, the merge could save him, and now there's another target, and he can go back to being nice again.
Do you think the Wendell and Michelle drama could be an act concocted by the two of them to make it seem they'll never be together, and they actually are playing together?
I think that their feud, like their shit between each other, is real. But I do think that they've probably had a conversation saying, like, look, even though our whatever we feel about each other, like she even said, alluded to in the tribal council, like, we have a past relationship and that counts for something. So whether how they ended, whatever, they may not like each other, but they're going to have each other's backs because they know each other that well. I think that's what's going on. But it's not a let's pretend like we don't like each other. It's we don't like each other. Wendell does. I mean, Wendell's not hiding that. He's not that good of an actor.
That's going to be
his thing.
He does not
like
her.
I think she's going to play nice with him and then stab him in the back eventually.
Yeah, maybe right. She doesn't have the way.
Unless he stabs her first with his little toothpick.
You can see how he turned into a bad guy because he started chewing on a toothpick.
Him and Yule were playing such a good team game together. I'm like, that's a crew that can go to the end. That can be a Final Four. And
she Yoko Ono'd them.
Michelle, yeah.
She came and got in between all that. I cannot believe that they allowed her to mess up what they had. They walked into that tribe with the majority, the three of them. They had the game. I mean, they were the best alliance in the game, and she ruined it. So, you know what? If she does win, she does deserve to win because she broke up the strongest alliance with just being herself.
Booty Punani.
All right, final thoughts.
Well, the merge starting next week should make it very, very interesting. I'm excited to see all the new schoolers now have to go at each other. And who's going to line up with who? It's going to be interesting.
Scott? I don't know. With all the old school people on Extinction Island, kind of like y'all were talking about, is it worth them even being there? Because if they get back in the game, who are they going to be aligned with? Because it's all new school people.
But I mean, maybe at that point, because they're the only old school person, like, some group is going to want them because they're a swing vote. They can become a swing vote for either side.
Yeah, that's going to be your reentry week. The show's going to make sure that they reenter at a time where there's not a simple majority against them, that they're going to have a fighting chance.
What if they had the challenge and they brought in the top two finishers from Extinction Island and brought in two players?
Dun, dun, dun.
What about that?
That's an idea. I like
it. They still don't have the numbers.
No, so, they don't, but they're still a pair of swing votes.
But it saves one of them, yeah.
Let me ask you all a question. How many people are on Extinction Island right now?
Eight. You got Natalie.
Amber.
Amber.
Danny.
Danny, Tyson.
Tyson, Ethan.
Rob, Ethan.
Parvati, Rob.
Parvati. And Yule now. So there's eight. Would be nine if Sandra didn't quit.
And how many are in the game?
11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11. Are you thinking they're going to just basically bring them all together again and have a Royal Rumble?
Maybe, like, just have old school, you know, have the people on Extinction Island versus the people that
they
are
don't have
the
enough
game.
Episodes in the season for that.
Like oh, if
one challenge, one challenge, and whoever loses is out. So, like okay.
The whole side
Extinction,
is out?
Extinction Island's a team. Yes, Extinction Island's one team.
Oh, my God.
The people still on the game are another team. They go at each other. They're both on teams. And then whoever wins is in, and whoever loses is out.
I like that idea, no, but not yet.
No.
I think not whatever.
Yet. You can't say, hey, everybody.
I know none of you got voted out, but you're no longer in the competition for $2 million because we decided to change the rules at the last minute because the old school people get better ratings.
For the Centennial Survivor, Survivor Season 100, that's what they're going to do.
You never know.
No, they're not doing that. All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Watch us on Facebook. Watch us on YouTube. Like our Facebook page. Listen to our YouTube page. Listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast app. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, the analog way, Dome Patrol Podcast.
That analog com?
Yeah.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, island donkeys.
The tribe has spoken.